Really?
Good. Yay. I can't wait till we get to review a really crappy movie.
Wait, Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Oh, yeah. Man, I love Vin Diesel so much.
The only reason why they
you know what?
To go
I do too. And the weird thing is because a lot of people are like, Vin Diesel, what a crappy Vin actor. Diesel fan. But if you've ever seen, like, the first movie I ever saw with Vin Diesel was Pitch Black. And he is awesome in Pitch Black.
It took me forever to figure out that his name was actually Vin Diesel. Like, I was so confused.
You thought that was his VIN number, Diesel?
I didn't know. I thought it was like a nickname.
What's his VIN?
I was
Diesel.
Like, is that his gang name? Is that his stripper name? I don't know.
Have you ever seen Let's Be Cops? Yes. No, not your gang name or your like stripper name.
I want your address.
Precious. It's Precious. Oh, it's a beautiful name. I always like that name, Precious. Vin Diesel, yes. Vin Diesel rocks.
Yes.
Hey, this is Scott Johnson with Starbase Studios located here in Oklahoma City, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop on the Road, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Lenny,
Jonathan,
and we are going to be talking about our trip down to Oklahoma City to Starbase Studios, where Vance Major put on the Promenadicon, the first one for his endeavor that he's going to want to do continuously. I think he already has dates planned out for next year. But we went down there on October 17th was the date we were down there. And I think the next one he said was going to try to be
October the 23rd.
23rd. Yeah. So
that's really soon.
Yeah.
A year.
Next year.
Well, I just
like,
got to make
23rd,
sure.
We'll never make it back. That's tomorrow.
Yeah. No, yeah.
The 23rd has already passed. We're
yeah,
on the 26th.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's what day it
is.
That's why I
that's
was
awesome.
Like.
He's totally right. That was 3 days ago. I'm like, that's clearly tomorrow. That's not going to happen 3 days ago.
Well, that's why I was like, that's kind of soon. So let's put years on this. 2016.
People are going to be listening to this in 2025. I got to make it.
Oh, wait. The 23rd has already passed.
And we're kind of still recovering, I think, to a degree. It was a fast trip.
I didn't drink, so I'm
no,
fine.
Nobody. Well, most of us did it.
And most of us did.
Okay. I love you guys for throwing me under the bus.
No, wait,
well,
wait.
We didn't mention
that was
anybody.
The other trip. You just threw yourself under the bus. All we did was drive the bus nearby and kind of honk and be like, "Hey,
you want to get on the bus?" And you were like, "No, I'm gonna throw myself under it."
But no, we started out pretty much. Driving all night to get to Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And we had a short night, a quick turnaround, and
April had to just watch her shows. It was an even later night.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a wind down from the drive.
You got to wind down with some House Hunters.
I had a separate room. I don't know what they're talking about.
You liked it.
And then he was like, can we turn off this damn light already? The light is bothering me.
Yeah, I don't like light when I'm sleeping. It's
like,
weird.
No.
I'm weird like that. I like to sleep in the dark. Me and most humans, you know.
I sleep in the dark.
Bats, too. So Batman, doubly.
True.
Yeah, he does not like to sleep in the light. He's like,
Yeah, we got to sleep in a smidge, but when you get in and go to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, getting up around
1:30.
1:30.
Yeah. She shut off the TV. I wasn't in there, but she shut off the damn TV at 1:30, and then she's like, "Okay, my eyes are tired. Now I'm gonna sleep."
No, the thing is, like, once you started an episode, you can't not finish it because then you're left wondering.
I cannot finish it.
Like, you're wondering, "Oh my God, what did the other houses look like?" And then, even if you see those three houses, you're like, "Oh my God. Are they stupid? What did they pick?"
Now,
and the funny thing is April fell asleep before the episode was over. So
yeah, and I'm really glad that, you know,
no,
it's really important because I know House Hunters. If we hadn't have been watching that episode of House Hunters, God knows what would have happened.
No, I didn't fall asleep.
Super important show.
No.
Nope, she did it.
And yes, it was House Hunters International. Yes, they were in Australia.
My favorite is House Hunters International.
I remember the show because I couldn't sleep.
They got House Hunters Tiny Houses now, and I think it's so. I hate tiny houses.
Yeah, because they're small. They're for poor people. I hate them, too.
They're
everyone
not for
hates,
poor people. They're more expensive than
people.
A normal house, and that's what
sometimes
I hate about them.
That's true. But we were all comfy, snug in our beds, and with a deadbolt and a chain, and that's about it because the door didn't lock.
Yeah, the first hotel, the room did not. I did the key, and it didn't work. It like beeped red, but I was just.
And
like,
it had the weirdest layout. Like, it had the highest ceilings I've ever seen.
Like 79-foot ceilings.
Oh, my God.
I thought Dracula was going to swoop
down. And then there was this random wall divider that separated like the bathroom and main, like a little entrance from the.
Oh, I actually like
bedroom.
That.
But see, that's not my problem. The problem was that the wall didn't continue up. Yeah, it just randomly just stopped.
Yeah, so if you were like 9 feet tall, we would have seen your shoulders.
Just, I hate it so much when they don't continue crap like that.
You would not want to see a men's room. True. Like, where's the rest of this toilet? They just said they were making a toilet. They were like, bleh.
I love it when you do that. They're just like, bleh.
They can figure it out.
But no, we got up at 6:30, most of us did, and sporadically got up throughout and made it to Starbase Studios at 9 o'clock in the morning, early. We got to see Vance, Scott, Richard. They were all Michael. There.
And what I didn't know going was that most of these people that we were meeting there, they're not from there either. No. So they also traveled in all right.
Vance was another Kansan that went down. He was the one who put it on. But Scott and Richard, they're the ones that actually kind of pretty much run Starbase Studios there from Oklahoma City. We got to see several people there, made new friends. We got to see the group from Starship Grisham, which is one of Richard Wells' projects, and Juliana is one of the actors on that.
Yep. April and I sat down and had a long discussion with her.
Right. We saw the couple of individuals doing the Dreadnought. Dominion.
Yeah.
Talked with them. We talked to.
I got some coffee out of a box.
Yeah, we got.
April utilized her press pass.
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get coffee.
We
I tried getting coffee because
there was. Oh, you see, that's good.
We tried really late. I mean, it isn't like they were like no coffee for you. Like by the time we were fixing to leave, they were like, no, there's no more coffee.
True.
But Because somebody walked up with some coffee, and I was like, Dad, I was actually serious. I do want coffee. Like, where's that at? And so we went and got it. And then as we were getting it, the guy kind of said, like, he was like, oh, I didn't know we were giving coffee to just anyone. And I was just like, nah, I'm pressed. And I had my badge. And then he was like, oh, okay, it's chill. And I was like, that's right, it's chill.
Give me a donut. You're not giving them to just anyone either.
But that was Ron. He was from Colorado that came over, and I'm friends with him on Facebook as well. So it was good to see him in person and visit with him for a while. He had just met his son a year ago, so this was another chance for him to see his son again. Because he actually lives in Oklahoma City, his son does. So that was kind of neat for him to have that. And we saw, of course, Michael from Starship Valiant was there, and some of the other actors. We saw a couple of gentlemen, one from Florida, one from, I think, South Carolina?
Alabama.
No, that's a different person.
That's Michael.
That's Michael.
Sure. The two gentlemen,
Ray and Don.
Ray and Don.
They were doing Starship
Boca. Boca Raton, and Ray was from Chucktown.
Okay, and they're working on a new project, Starship Republic, so we're hoping to get back in touch with them.
Yep.
Then we saw Michael Sylvester. He was the primary photographer for Star Trek. Oh, my God, I just went blank.
Star Trek Renegades is the big one, right? It's the one that had the actual Chekhov and other actors from
Tim Russ and some others. Yes, and they're getting more and more actors on theirs. What was April and I have been to Starbase before, or excuse me, we've been to Starbase Studios before.
We chilled.
We also met some other people. I'm not trying to slide anybody. My memory's fuzzy, and I don't have the names in front of me. We've met another group that was doing a project. We saw a model maker and an airbrush artist that Jonathan did. But we'll kind of get to all these other things here in a bit. But we've been to Starbase Studios before, but for you two, Jonathan and
that other guy,
what were your thoughts of when you saw the bridge and all the other pieces of the studio?
My jaw just kind of like dropped. It was... I don't know. I'll let Lenny describe it.
Thank you.
Jonathan's at a loss for words. Oh, no.
That's actually a compliment, I think. And I mean to them, to the studio. Yeah. That's a great compliment when you're just in awe. I'd never been on a studio before, and even though it wasn't like the half set, which is what I was hoping for, because that's what you expect to see.
Yeah.
And it was even cooler because it did have the 300, and you were inside the room, which I, and you know, me being me, I'm like, where did they put the cameras? The cameraman must have been standing over there, and it was probably not very comfortable. And then it was a really beautiful set, so naturally I went and broke a piece of it. And I didn't really break it, but
thought he did.
Yeah. And Vance tried to save my life. He thought they were going to literally kill me. But I had to tell the guy. I was like, no, I moved. I just wanted to touch it. I like to touch stuff, and I break stuff sometimes, just like Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
He was like, it's okay, it broke on the move.
Yeah, and the guy was like, oh no, it was already broken.
Who was that?
Scott? But before that,
Scott, yeah.
Scott, yeah. And before Scott came in there and like didn't lynch me, Vance was like, oh.
It's all right. Just covered up.
No, yeah,
just
screwed up.
Vance was totally willing to. He was like, I did it. He's like, no, it happened. He's like, this guy looked at it and it fell over. And it was really cool about it. I mean, he was just trying to protect me. And I'm like, you know, he didn't want me. I didn't do it on purpose, but I just thought it was a really cool move. I felt really bad. I was like, I'm breaking a piece of fan history. But I break everything, so I'm gifted with destruction.
And Jonathan got sick while we were there.
You want to know how I felt? You know what I
did? I did?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he had to go to sick bay.
Oh, okay.
They had a sick bay, too. That was very cool. I didn't get to go in that. I wanted to go on the teleporter, but I didn't dare. I felt like somebody might kick my. I stood there and they took my picture, but I didn't actually go on it. I wanted to go and see if Scotty would actually beam my ass out of here.
No, so I'm just walking by. I'm looking. I'm just watching everything, and I really want to get into this bed. I'm just like,
I'm like that almost everywhere.
Who'd you see there? That
thank
you
wanted
to jump into bed there.
No comment.
No comment.
Anyway. Oh,
he did see somebody. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, Raggy.
I walk up to Vance. I'm like, can I take a picture in the bed? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's take a selfie.
And
so where did you get changed into your night clothes and stuff?
Oh, man, I was already wearing them. I didn't even change.
That's how I am. That's how I am.
I was comfy in my pajamas. You know, I was just walking around.
So they were all nude in there?
Anything can be pajamas.
Don't you remember that episode?
Even a fig leaf. I do actually remember something like that.
So,
on the original, they did a lot more risque. It seems like with Star Trek, what they did was they're like, let's get out here and just go crazy. And then they're like, 20 years later, let's rein it back and act like we're more reserved than that. Or what? What is the gap there? I don't even know anything.
I think the actual original series was in the 60s. And then, of course, I think Next Generation was 90s. So 30s.
It would have had to be because I watched it new. So more than a 20-year gap.
Anyway, Vance was like, do you have anything sharp in your pocket? I was like, nope.
And why, are they water beds?
No, they were
that'd be
air
so
mattresses.
Cool.
Oh, air beds.
Yeah, they were air beds.
I'd love those. If it was water. Oh, my God.
I was like, no. And he's like, yeah, go ahead, dude. I lay down, and he's like, boom. I was like, cool.
And what's cool about that set is it's a collapsible set. It actually moves in. And I think the sick bay beds can be moved kind of like vertically so they're not sticking out.
Well, they can
wall to wall.
Yeah, they can tear down too. They can change it into different sets.
Said they were going to, on the interview we did with Vance, they talked about building a captain's quarters that they can be changed into a variety of different things.
Yeah, which I think is cool. So,
but we got to visit with Vance quite a bit. He was busy running around. So at first we talked to Michael Sylvester because Vance was busy kind of directing the traffic.
Yeah.
And we had a nice visit with Michael.
And it just, I think it was a little bit organic too. We were there with our equipment
because we didn't
looking around. And this guy walks
that
up to us, and he's in character. He was wearing like something from the show, right?
Yeah. He was in Kirk's,
I
don't know.
Jerkin.
Yeah, because it wasn't the regular gold shirt. It was the one that was kind
of clothing.
overlaid. But yeah, he was in one of Kirk's outfits.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, he seemed really cool and knowledgeable about Star Trek, and we were like, hey,
want to talk?
to the microphone. Luckily for me, everyone else, you'd be like, oh my god, they're beautiful. And then that guy,
I know,
you've got a face for radio, son. And you don't have to agree with me so quickly there, April, but thank you.
Well, my favorite thing is Lenny kept on making big deal out of it. I was just chill with it, but April would not move from the commander's chair.
Captain's
chair. It's not that I was obsessed with
it. The problem is the commander doesn't have a chair. That's the issue.
It wasn't that I was obsessed because it was the captain's chair. It's just that
it was the comfiest chair.
That's the first. Yeah, exactly. That's
it's like, this is a really nice chair.
That's the biggest chair. It's got cushion on it, and I'm going to sit there. I'm a lazy person.
It kind of went with, I'm not big into fan films. I haven't seen very many of them. It's not that I don't like them. I just don't know anything. I'm a very ignorant person. I'm not very socially media oriented. Well, all I'm saying is that's the first fan film I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What you saw was the first fan film I saw as well. And so, so was
me
April.
And, me
so
and Rick, yeah,
we're just, wet we're our new. Toes on this. We're new to all this
so
stuff.
We're new, and I'm new, and, you know.
I made an airplane.
That was the story.
BRL.
That was the story that I was kind of, you know, I'd seen that room, and that she had been talking about it a little bit with Vance and Michael, about the woman that was sitting in his chair. So that was like, that was just like a little running gag. I was like, get out of my chair. And she's like, it's going to be mine. I even put something on Facebook
my
and no one really picked
quote,
up on it, but it was pretty.
I did.
Silently, I noticed. Thank you.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't help my ego if you can't click the like button, so I don't even want to hear it.
I think I did.
Everyone
actually.
Listening out there, if you don't like it, just, you know, I don't know. I don't know that you like it.
And I'm lazy with photographs.
I'll tell you what.
I have stuff
this
from
week,
still our summer
like,
trip and stuff.
This week,
those
click like on, this week, click like on our page or whatever you have to do to make it known that you were there if you don't want me to talk.
We'll maybe I'll happens. Like the page now.
See, I got you one. I got you one. No,
I like the page, obviously.
Oh, that's good.
3 years after the fact,
you're like the most. You're like that guy in the movie The Social Network who is the financial like officer of Facebook, and he didn't know how to change his relationship status on Facebook.
I'm so bad with technology,
and it's not as easy as you think. It's like you get a divorce, so you go to Facebook, you're like, it's complicated, and they're like, are you sure? And then the next thing that comes up is like, do you need marriage counseling? There's like a little ad for marriage counseling on there.
They'll
if you don't click
you
on that, if you don't click on that, scroll down two screens. Zeusk. Like, really? A little soon, Facebook. I mean, can you give me a little time to heal?
But see how they care? They're like that pushy best friend that just
they
wants
are,
you to rebound.
Right? Facebook is your new pushy best friend. You don't even really need friends anymore.
And
you
I
just
like
need
it.
Friends on Facebook.
I also think it's funny how they'll take separate websites that you go to, not even through Facebook, but just your in general browsing. And they'll throw
oh, they
ads
know.
About that. Yeah, they,
oh, they know.
Know.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't go through Facebook to get there, they're on you.
Oh, yeah.
Them cookies,
well,
though.
It's information sharing. Yeah. And I'll play Blizzard games. And I'll have been playing a Blizzard game. And so, oh, well, I'm done playing my Blizzard game. And I go off of my Blizzard account and go on Facebook. And it's like, you felt like playing any Blizzard games lately? Here's a Blizzard game. Why don't you try it?
Nope. But with Facebook, we have to mention Jonathan has posted some pictures, so thank you, Jonathan, for doing that. And Vance and Vance Major and Michael Sylvester, they've posted some pictures, some good ones. So we
it's
appreciate you guys
side.
Doing that.
Okay, that's
so
all.
We'll try to get more.
I have noticed that whenever I see pictures that Vance posted of me, it's of my
he
ass.
He posted on.
And I'm just like, is that my best feature or something? Or I don't know.
Vance, I'm really sorry.
What's your best side? Anything not your face?
I just would like to, in advance, apologize to everyone that Jonathan offends in this episode. And then in the beginning of each episode, I'll just go ahead and...
And just restate that.
But,
but we cornered Vance, and we did an interview with him.
I got to get this jacket off. It is getting hot in here.
Are you going to faint again?
We'll cut some of this out. We cornered Vance, and we did the interview with him. He was gracious enough. We probably talked I think it was roughly 30 minutes, yeah. I believe, with him as well, before we let him dive back into visiting with other people and directing people. So he was nice to visit with. He was more than gracious and fun to talk with. He's
real humble, down to earth guy, and he thinks he's there because he.
The funniest thing though was there's this guy that came in kind of like a security guy, and he was a bigger gentleman, had a really high voice but really loud. And he goes, "We need you to sign these."
Did you guys sign that waiver? Yeah.
Dude,
I never signed it.
No, I never. Nah. I did, and I forgot.
I was like, "Damn, the
no,
man.
I never."
I wasn't
never
worried about it.
And Vance was like.
You know,
he had one of the biggest. He had one of the sternest looks on his face. He was just like, "Shh."
It was just funny. It was like,
yeah. Whenever the guy came in and interrupted,
but during the interview, and it's already been posted, of course. Yeah. But it got busier and busier, so there was more people coming through. But we had the doors.
Yeah.
In the interview. So that was some of the funnier moments with the interview. So that was pretty good. And
I'm over here just taking all kinds of
pictures.
I
got my senior quote. I've been juggling senior quotes.
What is your senior quote? This is off subject. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, this is mine now, but what it was beforehand.
Next episode it will be.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, what it was beforehand was, if you don't sin a little bit, Jesus died for nothing, which is really funny.
That's the best senior quote I ever heard in my life. Actually, I can't believe you changed it from that. That's not something you changed from. That's something you tattoo on your ass. I mean, like...
But no, so again, I'm kind of bouncing, and then I got this one, which is red shirt today, captain tomorrow, which is very subtle, but very cool.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that subtle.
Not if you're, if you're a Trekkie, it's not, but if you're just anybody a random else? Person, that's like, what?
True, and also, like, certain sports teams, that would make sense too, yeah. Because they have red shirts. I've heard that before. Like
quarterbacks are red-shirted, so they don't get hurt. So yes.
And then you'd be the captain of the team. Never mind. But I understand what you're saying. It's kind of subtle. I like the
first one. It's very inspirational.
I like the first one better.
I just don't know who to quote it as because I got it from a guy from Staples.
Say Elvis. You know what my senior quote should have been? I didn't have one. But if I had one, it would have been huge inspirational quote on the landscape. Famous smart person.
Yeah.
That's the best one ever.
But after the interviews, get back on subject here about the Promenadicon.
Yeah.
And I'm actually able to say it now.
Practice.
Yes. But we went around to the different, they weren't vendors per se. They were just, you could call them vendors, but they had projects. All of them had projects in the works.
Project
whether
vendors.
It was fan films or modeling workers, not workers, model makers.
And then they had the actual raffle tables.
Right.
Oh, and it was cool that...
Did anyone hear about our raffle winnings? Or
well, we didn't win. No, Vance said you had to be there. And I was like, bull crap.
After we left, they said we had to be there. That's beautiful.
No, yes,
while we were buying the tickets.
We asked him. He was like, oh.
And he was like, you got to be here. And I was like, shut up.
That's pretty much any raffle because the way they do those tickets...
Yeah.
You couldn't possibly...
But I was like, I'll just put my number on the back. But no, yeah, it was... But I like that because it's a donation raffle.
But you
raffle.
Know, in the movie Babe, so, they did the raffle for the pig and he wasn't there. They called him at home.
Yeah.
But yeah,
won.
So the raffle was a donation raffle, but so it really opened the gates to what all could be there. Like, there were Ninja Turtle stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
there was
that's
Star
what I
Wars.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Some old... The April and the Turtles and...
If I would have been there, I would have spent insane money to have Patrick Stewart's autograph. That was cool. That was probably...
I just hate raffles because I have no luck, so I'm like, can I just outright buy this? I swear to God.
Especially in the cake raffle, right?
No.
You never get that cake.
No, I hate cake. I don't like icing.
What was nice, the...
Then you should love cake raffles.
The stuff that was being raffled off... The stuff that was being raffled off, like April said, was donated, so... Yeah. And the money made off that raffle was donated
and
to
let's,
the Starbase
let's get
studios.
It real clear here. There was no money made.
No.
This was money they were recuperating from all they had lost with their blood, sweat, and tears, making these fan films and building this Promenadicon out of nothing. It was literally in an alley. Leave us alone, Paramount.
It all goes back in.
There is no profit.
But no, that we had.
I liked it.
I had a good visit with probably every table I went to. Yeah. I spent at least 20 minutes visiting with people, met some nice individuals. I got to talk to Michael King from Valiant again, and we'll have to of course, working through with everybody eventually to try to do some interviews later on with them to try to let them, everybody know what projects they're working on. You guys met some people that I didn't. I was handing cards out because I need business cards. Here you go.
I had business cards, but then they got washed in the washing machine. And I haven't gotten new ones.
That's so not pro.
You should get
that quote. You should get that quote put on your business card.
It was mom.
And that way, if she washes it, you can be like, see there.
It was there mom. There you go.
There's your card.
But Jonathan talked with the airbrush artist.
Mac, sorry if I butcher your name. Maximus Lehar.
Maximus.
Maximus Lehar. And they said they just call him Max. He does...
What?
With the name Maximus and he just wants to do Max?
I would refuse to be called by anything other than Maximus. That's regal.
Well, that's what they call him because they can't really pronounce his name.
Be like, you
well.
Can suck it up and learn. It's Maximus.
Well, because it's...
That's
it's,
like a Pegasus name.
It's more Machamus.
Spell it.
Yeah, you should see how this is spelled. Because I looked at, I stalked Jonathan a little bit on Facebook and looked at that guy's art on his page.
Oh, sorry. M-A-C-Z.
Yeah, it's not like you think.
S-I-M-U-S.
Maxium?
It's like Prussian like a, or Hungarian or something.
That sounds like an element.
Maybe
really
like
cool
Albanian.
His last name was Lehar.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's definitely Eastern. Yeah.
So we'll just call him Max.
Yeah,
which is we'll even cooler.
Anyway, we sat down and talked, and I told him I was interested in his artwork, and he went around and he showed me all his work. He was like, "See that work?
Too.
You see that piece of work right there?" I was like, "Yeah."
That one.
The colors change. I'm like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah.
And we just sat there and talked, and he showed me
they
the demonstration.
They always do, depending on what you're on.
I don't always, but when I do, I always.
That's cool, though. Yeah, I saw him working over there,
and
it was pretty neat.
So then he demonstrated how he did some of his work, and it was pretty neat. And then he was like, "You should stay so I can do some makeup on you." I was like,
"Yes,
I wish I could."
I would have done that.
I would have seriously killed small animals to see makeup on you.
I wanted to see makeup on me.
Not you, he said. Him.
Shut up! I could have been in on that. Everyone likes getting their face painted.
But not me.
I
grow a beard,
just,
then you won't. Ask your dad if he likes getting his face painted.
No.
Stupid face paint.
I really wanted to jump at the option. I mean, I really wanted to jump at that, but we had to leave, and I was disappointed.
It don't matter.
I was sad.
You can go to Walgreens with the face and paint.
No, but this was actual...
A real artist.
Makeup.
April.
Like Hollywood makeup type deal.
I knew what you were saying. And he was talking about it. I was just
making you into an alien or something.
I was so not important. I was in the back scenes. I went and saw all the pictures, and he showed how they kind of changed.
Would have been about that.
I was just in the background listening and watching and taking it in. Jonathan was doing all the front man stuff, but I was there too. And it was really cool art. He had it had like a loose grip on reality is the only way I can describe it. Like,
oh yeah,
like you could tell if you put a strobe line on it, that ship would move because it was odd angles and they were different layers of paint.
Oh, okay,
and very subtle and close. So if you're far away, it's the Enterprise, but when you get close, it's all. And like he said, that under the strobe effect, that was something
that's really neat,
special. And I thought, you know, that's really talented and different, something you don't see every day.
He
was a cool guy.
He also got out his phone and was showing me some of the makeup that he had done on set. And I've got to tell you, this guy he's talented.
That's no cool. Lies. Why is your Dr. Pepper so tall?
I like large Dr. Peppers because I enjoy Dr. Pepper and then I drink them. And
do you worry about spilling them?
No, no, but I still do spill them sometimes.
I hate doing that.
Yeah, I've got 5 years. I'm on the 5-year plan because you're not supposed to drink out of aluminum after you're 40. So
really,
yeah,
I'm on plastic. most of the time.
Plastic is better. aluminum does degrade and get into whatever it touches. So you're not really supposed to use it after you're 40. It contributes to Alzheimer's. I'm a big anti-Alzheimer's. Not the people that have it, but the disease itself.
Good thing you're drinking from aluminum.
I'm 35, so I have 5 years, like I said. And I'm weaning myself. I used to only drink from aluminum cans.
You're weaning it off, yeah.
I used to only drink Dr. Pepper, like literally only.
I can't do it anymore. It's too sweet now. For some reason, something switched, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Coca-Cola is kind of like that, too. Pepsi's disgusting. I like Diet Pepsi and so Mountain Dew, which is ironic.
It's ironic that you would say anything is disgusting, and then in the same sentence... I like Mountain Dew.
Right?
It just, it reminds me so much of America and NASCAR.
They literally, somebody went over there and like licked the ground after Chernobyl and they're like, oh, Mountain Dew.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't really taste like Mountain Dew. I taste America and NASCAR. I just get these memories and I'm like, I don't even watch NASCAR.
Does it make you want to get like one of those trucker vented hats and go down to a dirt track and blow your eardrums?
Kind of.
Yeah, me too. I actually, I benefited from working at the Dodge City Speedway with my friend. They were doing the Thunder Cars, and it was really fun. He ran into the wall several times, and we only have one season, but it was still it was a cool experience because my father was into that same dirt track racing when he was a kid, and it's actually not as rednecky and uncool as we make it sound. It's actually pretty
neat.
It can be cool. We've been
but there is
dirt
lots
track.
Of lots of Mountain Dew there, and
I
it's
like
very
it.
Loud.
And we've been to a dirt
I like
track.
Sitting at the very front deaf. And getting...
pelted with
pelted
the dirt.
With all of it, yeah.
That is that's my favorite
part, too. I love
it,
yeah. I mean, I really do like that.
You really would.
But back to Starbase. We're drifting off again here.
Drifting?
Well, you know, you tie us to this log.
But we visited with Starship Grisham. The unique thing about them is they are an educational program.
Yes, they are.
They don't have anything out yet, but they are working on three episodes being edited, trying to work
I'm trying to wrap my mind around that.
I love it.
You love it, but you haven't seen it.
I love the idea.
Yeah, I love the idea too, but I can't understand it fully, so I'm very curious about it. And it's interesting because the things he told me about the program that they told us about the program makes me want to see it even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so
April and I actually sat down and had a discussion with...
Yeah, you've mentioned that seven times.
Yeah, wasn't it Juliana?
Eight times now. So,
Juliana.
Yeah, okay, that's nine. Hi, Juliana.
And then...
Ten.
But we visited with them. Then one of the sections was Starship Ajax.
No, it wasn't us. It was April and Jonathan.
I visited with her a little bit as well.
Richard was talking to somebody else. No, you weren't there.
It was just April.
I don't know. I really wasn't there. I was outside smoking a cigarette with Vance. Not saying he was smoking. I'm just saying I was smoking and he was around, not cussing all the time.
But we talked with a couple of people from Starship Ajax. They're working on a project, trying to get stuff up. Like I said,
she is actually a college professor too.
She is.
Me too.
Talking about back to Juliana.
11. The Starship Ajax and the Starship Valiant, they have, but it isn't. It's been made, right? Because they spoke about it like it was in the past tense, like
what?
It happened.
What?
There's I'm not sure.
Cross, I've lost context.
No,
between
Valiant
these two.
Is coming up.
I've lost
and
context.
Ajax, but Valiant is coming up. They haven't aired Valiant yet.
Yes, we've watched Valiant.
We watched Valiant.
Oh, no. You're talking about the crossover with Ajax, right?
The Valiant and Ajax crossover.
They haven't done it yet. They don't have enough money to do it.
Okay, that's the problem.
But they kind of had a mini... crossover in the Valiant episode we watched because one of the ensigns was being transferred to the Ajax,
and they mentioned the Ajax in the show.
So that's kind of cool. And what really surprised me is a lot of these places, especially Ray and Don, wanting to come all the way to Oklahoma City to film. It's like, wow, that's a drive for those two gentlemen.
Yeah.
Well, for anyone from the extremities. And there's people from California, too, and somebody from New York. I didn't meet the gentleman from New York.
I don't remember meeting him either.
But I was told there was somebody there from New York. and I believed them. I mean, they could have lied to me. Yeah, we got somebody from New York. I don't think they did. Yeah, it was. It is a nice central location, obviously. Oh, no. But another thing is the fact that these guys built a bridge and anything permanent that could be, and like the guys that from Boca and his partners from South Carolina, they are planning on filming at Starbase Studios. So, and so are people from the West Coast. And so it's like, you know, if you go there, you're not going to miss any of the action because it's all coming to Oklahoma City.
Right.
It makes it seem like it's like a hub of these. And there's some, I mean, some of these people, like, they had some pretty
well, it could turn esteemable into credits. This is only the first year, and there was still a pretty nice turnout, and we weren't even there for the whole thing.
Just the Promenadicon itself did really well. Yeah. I mean, we were there first thing in the morning, and they were piling in.
Yeah,
I mean,
they were already
we had to leave by noon, and it was full.
It was packed, yeah.
And we, when we were there previously with Scott, he says, you know, it's a normal thing year-round. People would be going in and out filming or just looking at the place, you know?
Yep.
So I can see it very easily growing bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like I said, they have the full bridge. They have two beds of sick bay. They'd like to get the doctor's office done.
They're planning on the transporter. Captain's quarters.
They're planning on the captain's quarters. So they're going to have a pretty... And I know Scott has gone to New York. You mentioned New York. He went to New York to work on a scale engine room.
And he's going back as well.
He said he was going back. So I don't know if that might be in the plans too for Oklahoma City. And if they do that, you're pretty much classic Star Trek. It's there. Now, if you want to do anything in Next Generation mode, I don't
find
know.
Find a new studio.
Yeah.
Find the next studio.
Unless they can claim the whole warehouse that they're in at some point or get something, but... with these guys, you never know. They got quite a bit of drive behind them and passion. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past them that might be, you know, after doing the classic, let's go.
I don't know. Scott's a really big purist.
Yeah, and the thing is like, honestly, it doesn't, to me, if you're going to do fanfic, you might as well just go with the classic, especially if it's already there.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to emulate, I mean, especially with a fan film. To me, you're not going to actually have, you know, Jean-Luc Picard and Crusher and what are some names? Drop some names out of Deep Space Nine in those. All those guys.
Oh.
You're not going to have Kirk. You're not going to have Kirk in your episode because we're not going to get William Shatner, let's be real.
Oh, true.
Now, if the guy that played Chekhov wants to do a return of his character because he's involved, all I'm saying is you can really just go with whatever you want. And, I mean, you don't really have to. When I was watching it, I wasn't looking for, you know, oh, well, that was... You know, I know there are people that are like that, but for the general audience, you know, pretty
you just
much
enjoy
Starship
it.
Valiant was just Starship Valiant. It was about that captain and his terrible... When he, you know, that commander who became captain and his the terrible experience and then his terrible daughter. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
We've already been over that plenty. But, yeah, so I think that, you know, when you're doing fan films, you know, you pretty much you can do it. They could do what they want. I mean, they could set it in the other era, you know, take the buttons off of the instruments, I guess. Like,
well,
use some
completely different bridge design, though, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying no one's really going to care. People that are going to care are assholes, and no one cares about their opinions.
No. Strict fans there. When we were there the first time, Scott was like, people were, they did this, they made the bridge a lot of just by taking screen captures, and they would have debates
hours
on what should
hours,
be here, what's this color, what's this, and
of,
people would call in
I believe
and
you.
See episodes and would say, no, this is wrong, it should have been this way.
Super duper lame.
But that's way the fans
are. That's how
are.
They enjoy it, though.
That's how it is.
I know where the word fan came from as
yeah,
well.
Fanatic.
And that
and
isn't
that's
a good
what we
thing.
Are.
You know, oh, no, it's it you know, it is.
There's different levels
it
of
is.
Fans.
There's a level of fanatic where you're like, yeah, this is all awesome. And then when you start telling people how not to make their art, then you can just, I'm sorry, just kiss my ass. That's what I, as that's, an artist, you know, I mean, and I understand they shouldn't call it the Next Generation if they're not going to use the new. All I'm saying is, what I was trying to say originally is it's their own project. Yes, it's based on something that exists, but they never actually had a Starship
Valiant.
But
they're not recreating. Right.
They're not recreating it. They're making a new story of their own.
So don't compare.
Yeah, so give us a break. We know we're poor. We know we can't make it exactly like those rich jerks that made it in Hollywood. You know?
Right, but it is Starship Valiant, but it's still Constellation-class ship. So that means you have to have an exact replica of the Starship Enterprise bridge because that's Constellation-class.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's like any military, they're mass produced. They all look the same.
So you're kind of saying you want it that way.
Well, if they're going to be true to anything, unless they're going to create a new ship and say this is the bridge, okay, they can do a redesign. Yeah. But if they're going to say they're going to be on a Galaxy-class ship, they need to have a bridge that reflects the Galaxy-class ship.
And I guess that's what always steered me away from... I'm sorry, guys. Star Trek and Star Wars fandoms. I've never really gotten involved in any of that because it is so militant. Well, yep. it's militant and it's closed off. And you know what?
But that was surprising.
I guess it's that way for everyone. Like the X-Men, if you have the Wolverine costume wrong, they'll beat you up in the alley. I mean, you know, it's like people are supposed to be nerds and geeks, and you're supposed to be like the people that don't want the world like this because you were beat up by the actual assholes in high school and like don't turn into that guy.
When we were down there at Promenadicon, everybody was nice. Everybody's visiting. Everybody's, you know.
Yeah.
You know, everybody will have their pet peeves, but there everybody was cordial and friendly and fun. Well, of course, what happened afterwards, I don't know. We left at noon.
Well, I'm not saying anyone would have was to rude give to us me, some but again, I'm not trying to change there. Star Trek. I'm but, just... saying that if somebody wanted to make a film and call it Starship Nebula and make a new class of Star Trek, you know, they could totally do it.
Yeah,
you know,
they could do that. And have people would do
and I'll probably and honestly, you know, if you're working from scratch, you might as well do it your own way. And then you might as well change the name and a little bit of the other stuff and just make money on it and make your own thing.
True. But getting back, we kind of dove off again, getting back to the Promenadicon. We're going to pretty much wrap it up because we're getting a little long here.
We've been talking about longer than we were there.
Well, I have to mention to Vance, we appreciate the, you know, having us, being able to come down there, in early so we can visit with him. And we were able to visit with Michael as well by doing that. We'll probably, if we can, hopefully we'll be able to make it next
year.
Dad,
you're wearing
an
Eskimo Joe Star Trek shirt.
That I am.
Representing.
But we definitely need to thank Vance and all the friends that we've met because they've really put the word out for us on Facebook and really has jumped our Facebook notice, likes, whatever you want to call it. So thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate all the new friends we've met. So thank you all for doing that for us.
Thanks, guys.
I think that's about it, unless there's anything else we want to pull out from the experience.
I'm just glad we only pulled out as far as we did.
Yeah. We need to stop talking right now.
There we go. We're done. So we hope you're having fun listening to us as much as we're having fun putting it out here to you. You all have a good one out there. We'll see you on the next trip.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.